Here's the fix-in to get a football stadium here in Los Angeles. Well, there's criticism out there afterward that the Mayor's Blue Ribbon panel on that proposed stadium is dominated by business leaders with close ties to the developer, AEG. Joining us is Jessica Levinson, the Director of Political Reform at the Center for Governmental Studies here in Los Angeles. So the question is, Jessica, is the deck stacked?
Well, the problem is it looks like it's stacked, and it's raising the question of, is this quote-unquote independent Blue Ribbon Commission truly independent? Who are they looking out for? A, the city residents, or B, a company that's been a big supporter of many of the people on this commission?
We keep hearing over and over again from the people behind this that this will not cost the taxpayers of the city of Los Angeles anything. Do you believe that?
I mean, I haven't seen the detailed proposals yet, but I saw former Governor Gray Davis, who has been implicated as potentially having a conflict of interest, saying even he looks at that with skepticism.
So why the rush to judgment here on this, or the quick push on this? In fact, at the city council, it looks like the only one that's saying, hey, let's hold back a little bit, is Paul Krikorian. Everybody else seems to be moving ahead at lightning speed.
Well, I think there's something to, and there's an LA Times article about this, the next great thing. Mayor Villagrosa has long been a supporter of bringing an NFL stadium to LA City, and he said, you know, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to sit down and watch a football game. And I think that with the success of the Staples Center comes the sense that we can, with a new NFL stadium that could bring one or even two teams, we can really revitalize downtown even more.
What about the next great streets with no potholes?
Well, I mean, that's exactly right. We're always choosing between where we want to put the money. And the mayor has said, well, we're going to create more jobs. This will lead to economic growth. Then we'll have the money to fill the potholes. So, you know, these projects often are somewhat of an economic gamble. It remains to be seen. But as you mentioned, the officials clearly do seem to be quite supportive of this proposal.
Jessica Levinson there with the Center for Governmental Studies here in L.A. And by the way, we did make an outreach to the mayor this morning to talk about this. But as people are telling us, he's in New York. He's talking with bond agencies about the city's dire financial situation, and he can't talk.